Now, we got a lot of messages in recent days asking for our next guest and indeed all our regional TDs to address the issue of the ending of the cath lab facility service at Sligo University Hospital. The sale to management group confirming that the cath lab facility at the hospital will cease in 9 days' time following a decision by the service provider. The facility will be transferred temporarily to University College Hospital in Galway, and it still remains to be seen if a permanent cath lab service will be located in Sligo. We'll have to wait the National Review of Cardiac Services. Junior Health Minister and local Fine Gael TD Frank Feehan is on the line. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, and
thanks for joining us. Well, first of all, your reaction to this, did it come as a surprise to you that the service was ending?
Disappointed. I understood that this was a private service provision and there was difficulties, and I understand that the hospital did provide as much work as possible, but they simply wasn't possible to carry on the service, and unfortunately the service has been temporarily provided to University Hospital Galway, and I would hope that down the road that we'll have a more permanent or fixed cath lab in Sligo in the future.
Okay, I think people are looking for more than hope this morning from a minister such as yourself. Should you not be shouting from the rooftops in relation to this? A very, very basic service that is available in other parts of the country, but not in Sligo.
I have been working on this issue for well over a year. I've been working with the consultants, the management, and indeed the HSE and the Department of Health regarding a cath lab or regarding a safe provision of service in Sligo. We are waiting on this report regarding the cath lab. The report is not complete. It's an independent process. But as a politician and also as a minister in the department, and I'm working to ensure that the provision for the best and safest services in the hospital will be there. And let's say discussions are ongoing. I put the case forward for Sligo, for the future of Sligo, and also the fact that we have an ageing population, and we need a process, but we need a facility in place that will attract consultants. And I've been taking the best advice of the consultants and management in the hospital, and I can tell you that there have been numerous meetings, and as I said, we're waiting on this report and the National Cardiac Report to come out as quickly as possible.
Okay, but there's something disconcerting, isn't there, that, you know, the HSE have no control over this. They say they can't continue the service because the privately run service provider is pulling out. It shouldn't be a private service, arguably. It should be a state service, should it not, a facility like this?
Well, as I said, in the hospital they have the ways of attracting these services. Unfortunately, this cath lab has ceased to operate. I would have thought that there should have been other provisions in place. But see, from what I understand, that this is probably one of the only ones to provide this independent service. But I would have thought that there would have been, I suppose, a contingency in place. But we are in a situation that we have to try to develop a permanent or fixed cath lab in Sligo. And as I said, I'm waiting on this national review. We put a case forward to getting, as I said, I suppose a lot of things have moved on in terms of provision of medicine and treatment, but I want to ensure that we have the best possible, safest healthcare service that provides Sligo Hospital with a future. And that's what I'm doing within the Department of Health and working with all the stakeholders to achieve that.
All right, okay. But you can see how people are angry, Minister, because if you take the situation in Waterford, work is to begin, or has begun, on a second cath lab, permanent cath lab facility in University Hospital in Waterford, and we can't even have one in Sligo.
Well, unfortunately, there is a report, and it's an independent report, and the report isn't complete. And as I said, the report that was leaked, and I got a version of it through my door very confidentially. I don't know who sent it in, but it's not even a version of the report. It appears to be merely a draft of a briefing document aimed at seeking opinions. I don't think it was helpful, but I would hope that in the report, when it does come out, that Sligo and the people of the North West, and especially the demographic situation, that it will be looked at. And we will have a provision of a cath lab or a facility in place that would provide the best and safest healthcare facilities for the people of the region.
Okay, you just two more questions before we finish, Minister. You mentioned there, you used the phrase the future of Sligo Hospital. I think that's the worry of a lot of people. This is an indication of the continued downgrading of Sligo University Hospital. Is that the case or not, Minister?
Well, there's a lot of very positive things happening. You have the 42-bed units. You have the extension emergency department has opened a new diabetes centre, the acute mental health unit, and all the development of primary care centres in the towns and villages around the hospital takes a lot of pressure out of, you know, but as is my role as the only government TD, my role as a junior minister in the Department of Health, working closely with the Minister of Health, who was in the hospital over 6 weeks ago, is to give a voice. And that's what I'm giving, a voice. And I'm giving a voice behind the scenes at every meeting. And I think the management and the consultants, who know what they're talking about in the hospital, let's say that line of communication I am using very, very strongly, very, very positively. And I would hope that in the coming weeks that you have weeks and months when this report is out, that we will have a solution to this very, very difficult issue.
Okay, so Stephen Donnelly would know your dissatisfaction at the situation and the importance of a permanent cath lab facility at Sligo and it to be included in that National Review of Cardiac Services.
The Minister knows loud and clear what my views are. This, again, is an independent report. It's an independent discussion. But discussions are ongoing. And as I said again, I put the case for it. And as I said, we have to ensure that we have the best, safest healthcare services for the people in Sligo, the North West. And as I said, as a government TD, it's a great honour to be a government TD. It's a great honour to be a TD. But as a minister in the Department of Health, I can guarantee you, assure you, that voice has been heard loud and clear.